It started off very peacefully, this protest, had a very festive atmosphere. Thousands of students, in fact, the estimate was about 40,000 students that came out, the biggest protest in a decade. A group of students smashed into the building where the Conservative Party headquarters is. That's the big tower in the back there. And once that happened, students basically rushed in. There was a surge of them, and they've taken over the small plaza that's just in front there. Initially, there was a very minimal security presence. They are now trying to get police in to get a control of the situation. The fact that 40,000 students came out shows how passionately students feel about this. They're very angry that the tuition fees are going to be tripled. This is the problem. They say it's all happening far too fast, and that their families simply can't afford to see this incredible hike in tuition fees.
That package that was discovered at the East Midlands Airport in the UK about 12 days or so ago, in fact, would have detonated about 6 hours after apparently it was discovered. What's important about this is that where it would have been when it did go off. And that, as you know, we still have, there are a lot of variables involved here. But it is believed that it could possibly have gone, have exploded when the plane, the cargo plane, the UPS plane, was over the eastern seaboard. What's frightening about this clearly is that if it had gone off, whether it would have been over the eastern seaboard, whether the plane could have been close to land, whether it would have been close to landing. Too many variables here to know for sure.
It was an adrenaline-pumping situation. I don't know if I was nervous, more or less shocked, though, that there was a deer in the restaurant. That's not what that's the last thing I would ever expect.
When it went to that side of the bar, I jumped over the bar this side because I figured that was my best bet, was to stay as far away from the deer as possible.